Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Welcome to another
Lechica.
The first of 2021, where we answer your Lecha fan mail, or we read your Lecha fan mail. Mm-hmm. We answer your Gatas a question. And yeah, if it's your first time listening, we did just start our new season, season two.
Ooh.
Mix number one is out already. But first timers, if you want to just stay around here, see what it's all about, feel free to do so.
Yeah. It's just letters from fans, so it doesn't really require any of our episodes. Actually, you don't need to be starting at the start. At the start,
mm-hmm.
Right?
That's beginning clear. With you.
Starting at the beginning.
Okay. Have you seen? Have you know that song?
What?
At the beginning. We were strangers.
No.
You ever watch Anastasia?
Oh, yes.
And life is a road, yeah. Gonna turn it. Life is a road, I'm gonna get turning. Life is a road.
That is our segment called Bad Karaoke. Okay.
All right, let's start with that. We only have a late Lecha fan mail, which we were supposed to have on our New Year / holiday, Hala holiday special, but it came a little bit late, so we're just going to read that one. Then we got some Goddess question from Instagram. This one is from Walter.
Go ahead, Walter.
Okay. It says, hi, Hala Hala Show. My name is Walter. I'm a new listener and fan since mix number 90.
Wow. Well, hello there.
I'm one of those unfortunate ones who can't risk going outside during this pandemic because of my asthma. And when Rika shared her experience in San Benito Farm on one of your episodes, it reminded me of those days when I still get to travel. Super ingot.
I know.
Anyway, I heard from Mix 100 that you'll be reading Christmas emails for your Christmas episode, so I'm sending mine. So although we didn't get to read it on our Halo Halo Mix, whatever, Halo Holiday Mix, we're reading it right now. You got it, Rika G? It starts here. You can start from Let's.
Let's just say I'm one of the lucky employees who are given the privilege to work from home since the lockdown. At first, it was okay because work did not require traveling anymore, which gave me more time to prepare. But as days went by, it getting lonelier because of the realization that life can't be the same as it was before. I had to celebrate my birthday alone because my biological and foster parents are all immunocompromised, and the last thing I want to happen is for them to get sick. My partner, who I'm living with, and I used to celebrate both Christmas and New Year yearly with our families separately. This time was different, though, because he got to celebrate with his family because our apartment is just super close to his parents' house, but I decided to stay at home to be safe. Plus, I have to work on Christmas Day, too. It was really a sad thing to be working alone while you see your family having a great time celebrating Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. I just kept on repeating to myself this quote I once saw on my Facebook feed. And the quote is as follows. We isolate this time so that next time, no one is missing.
Yes.
And to make myself less lonely, I decided to cook something for myself while speaking with my family through video chat. While they weren't physically with me, I still felt their presence thanks to technology. I hope you read my email. There we go. Thank you, Rika and JC, for giving us entertaining shows and making your listeners happy. Have a happy holidays.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Walter.
Look at you, Walter.
Hey, I feel you on the working during the holidays You know what? I've never really held a long-term job that didn't require me to work on the holidays. I worked at a movie theater where we had to work during Christmas and New Year's Eve.
People watched movies.
Yeah, it's weird, right? We'd be so mad at, like, why the fuck are you here, bro? Like, why are you like celebrating Christmas watching a movie at nighttime? And even Thanksgiving, especially Thanksgiving, that was like, fuck, well, I want to go home for Thanksgiving because it's like the big holiday in the U.S. It sucks, man. It sucks working during a holiday. Even though I don't know about you, Walter, but we got holiday pay, like double or time and a half is what they call it.
Hopefully they got holiday pay. For me, you know what? I don't feel bad working holidays anymore. You know, I'm not really a fan of staying at one place for a long time anyway. So I like that I got, like, it's some sort of, I have a routine. I like that I have a routine and that it doesn't stop even when it's, you know, the holiday season or Christmas time. Because sometimes it's really hard. You know, when you're in elementary or in high school, you go to school for like 10 months and then you get 2 months off and then you have to go back to your old routine after the 2 months. Yeah. It's like, for me, it's a little nerve-wracking and I just didn't like that. So I kind of like that we have work during the holidays. I feel like it gives me, I don't know. This routine. Is just me. It just, it gives me purpose. So I feel like if I don't have work on holidays, like let's say in the future, I would make something up. I would do something for myself, literally. Yeah, even yesterday, because we're recording this on a Monday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was a Sunday. Almost the whole day, I didn't have anything to do, and it felt a little weird.
But you know what? Oh, have you seen Soul yet?
No.
Dude, I gotta give you that movie. It's so good.
It's not on Netflix? Special Agent John.
Soul, the Pixar. I forgot to mention it in the mix 2.1. True, but true. Dude, that movie is life changing.
Okay, let me watch it.
You're gonna have a different perspective in life.
In life,
I think. Such a good movie. Anyway,
yeah. You know what I've been thinking about? Because you know, now that we're all on lockdown and quarantine, most of the time we're alone. It my mind wanders and I like setting goals for myself. So like I told you before, yeah, I do have a plan, right? It's just that it's nice to have a plan, but when the world does not permit you to go through with a plan, it's so frustrating. It's fucking frustrating.
I agree.
Like, I want to study in another country, right? Yeah, you can process your papers. You can pay whatever embassy or whatever. But if they don't let you in the country, how are you going to study there?
Yeah.
Right? It's like, it's so frustrating. And I was thinking last night, because an opportunity came up for me to do something here while, you know, the world is still on hold. I was thinking, okay, maybe this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do now, maybe for the year that we can't really do anything. Why not? I'm going to tell you after.
Okay.
I don't want to jinx it.
Cool.
But yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, like, wala lang. Parang I just thought, because in my head, I was already there.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, you know what? I'm going to process my papers.
I'm going to go here.
It's probably going to go smoothly. I'm going to apply. They're going to accept me. But if they don't let you in the country,
yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
True that.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Thank you very much, Walter.
Thanks, Walter. Do we have any more?
We got some goddess questions.
Okay, because I want to read some of the comments on our Facebook group.
Let's do it. Let's start with that then. Go ahead.
Okay. Just a couple.
Of course. What did you ask them though?
Because when we hit 25 members, I asked them, what was the episode that got you hooked? Or who was the person that recommended the podcast to you?
Great.
I'm just going to... There are 14 comments now, but I'm going to read maybe just a couple. May Velasco says, girl crush ko si Rica GGG.
Hey.
Well,
hey.
Then I heard her over the morning rush na may podcast siya. Pinuntahan ko, then I got hooked instantly dahil sa Leche Ka Editions. Ang open-minded and mature ng advice.
Mature! Girl, I'm ready for mature roles.
Gusto ko din yung raw reactions. Ang fun! And then Diego says, unsure what mix got me hooked, but I started listening when Kudazers mentioned you as part of
PNA. Hey, Kudazers!
Shout out to you and shout out to PNA. Thank you, guys. You guys can join our Facebook group if you want. It's the Halo Halo Show. It's the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam. There, you just search for it.
Willie says, my favorite episode was a bonus, yung naghuhula si Rica ng 2,000 hits.
Oh, nahuhula ako.
Nakikihula nga ako eh. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
We need to bring some of that back.
I know, that was fun.
Does Rika know, huh? Let's do Moo. Some got us a question from our Instagram. Remember, you can follow us, Hala Hala Show, and join the Facebook page,
yeah.
The Hala Hala Show Leche Fam. We'll probably post it on there now, moving forward.
Okay.
We ask you questions or got us a question for us, and let's answer some, shall we? Tio, what habits, routines from 2020 will you bring or change in 2021? Good question.
Working out almost every day, maybe like rest day for a day, but I kind of got into the groove. So
it's good. It's good. I will Call of Duty Warzone. I'm gonna keep playing into 2021, man.
Why not?
From Vince Aquino, would you rather spend a year in jail or lose a year off your life? I'd lose a year off my life. Being in jail sucks.
And
I
being
feel.
In jail, you know that you're wasting
a year
of your life. But when it comes to,
you could
losing,
study or read. I mean, it depends on what kind of jail, right?
No, sorry, not wasting. I don't want to,
Yeah.
But it's just that you're so present.
Yeah.
With losing a year of your life, you just don't know it.
Mm.
It's like you slept and then you woke up.
Okay.
Right?
You're from Paulie. Moo, any tips kung paano i-handle ang isang kupal na workmate? Oh.
Gaguhin mo din siya. Kupalin mo din. You know what? Whenever I'm in Inuman's where I don't know the people,
yeah.
And then I start noticing bullshit, as in papantayan ko yung bullshit nila, like super.
Really?
Yeah. I love doing that. Yung parang napapansin ko na, tang ina neto, binubullshit ako neto. Ah. As in, ibubullshit ko. Like, sasabihin ko, like, pinsan ko si Ann Curtis, as maniniwala sila. Tapos sasabihin ko na parang, I own a fucking jet. Yung mga ganon. Yung kasi parang, ba't mo ako binubullshit dito? Di sige. I swear.
What's a kupal na word? I've had a bunch. Not here, but like,
oh, God. Man.
No, I had a lot, especially in the movie theater. Because in the movie theater, usually it's a summer job for a lot of people where they only get some people in that 3 months. Like the whole summer movie, the summer movie season.
Yeah.
So some people are there. They don't really, they're just there to kind of watch free movies. I don't know. I'm just an asshole to them.
Yeah, because I feel like that's how it should be. Like, pantayin mo, you know?
Yeah.
If they're an asshole to you, go ahead. You know what I always do whenever I see people who talk to me without, you know, that I know that they're not interested in what I'm about to say, and they're also just talking so that they could talk. Gets mo yun? Yung walang eye contact.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't engage. Mm. Feeling ko parang, why would you talk to me?
I think the best way, not just workmate, but in general, is to just kind of vocalize what they're doing wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I was at the mall like a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. And, di ba, sa elevator, apat lang. So,
yes.
I was with my friend, and we were there, clearly. We were the only ones there. That's my dumating na couple, like that. They stood, like, next to us. So the elevator in front of them opened, but we're there first.
Yeah.
So they started going in. I was like, wait a minute, bro. So I said, excuse me. I said, sir. I said, excuse me. Nauna kami. And then you know what? Ang kupal nila.
What?
They said, the girl looked at the guy and was like, I guess we can get off. I guess we can get off. Of course you're going to get off, bro. We were there first.
Fuck you.
Some people are just so kupal, bro.
Yeah. And some people are so sneaky kupal. Like, because I had the same or like a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was lining up to pay for something I bought in Mega Mall. And then, of course, we had to have, you know, distance from the other customer, right? Tapos, there was this one girl who stepped in front of me while I was, I wasn't facing the cash register because I was talking to Hazel.
Okay.
Yeah, I was looking at something, talking to Hazel. So when the other customer was done, she stepped in front of the cashier.
Mm.
So I was like, as in malakas yung boses ko, nauna po ako. Tapos siya parang, ah, okay. And I'm like, okay. I mean, because it's...
She didn't say sorry.
No.
Right? That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
Dude. That's what really irks me.
I feel like...
I don't mind if they didn't see me or whatever, but the fact that they don't say sorry is what really irks me.
And I feel like, alam mo yung, if she got away with it, she would be fine. Yeah. Alam mo yun? Because I could have actually let her go because they already scanned her. They already scanned her item. Yeah. But I'm like, no, cancel that shit. Yeah. I was here first.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah, nauna po ako. Sabi niya, sige, cancel mo na muna. Ganun. Damn. Dapat lang.
That shit irks me.
I know. It's annoying.
So yeah, I think you should just be vocal about it. Moo! From Diego. Diego says, I know Rika's big on coffee, but how do you two feel about tea?
I like tea. Sometimes when I feel like I don't want to like stay awake, I just drink black tea. It's almost the same, like the caffeine level.
You know how tea is like when there's like tea bags, right? Mm. And then there's
loose leaf.
And then there's like loose leaf. What is like the, is there a legit, you know how for coffee, right? Instant coffee isn't like deemed for real coffee compared to, let's say, you know, grinding the beans and then doing it with the pour over, blah, 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 blah. So what is tea? What is the...
I'm not sure.
What is like the... Like legit. The hierarchy of tea? What is the legit tea it seems experience?
Like, it seems like as long as you get fresh tea. Because it's not...
I've had some great tea bag.
Yeah. Because I mean like... You're nasty. No, but I feel like as long as you get the fresh ones, I guess that's okay. Because, I mean, the tea bags that you get in the grocery stores, they've been there for a long time. So maybe what you get is just the essence. And, I don't mean, wala na yung other stuff like the, I don't know, caffeine, nutrients or whatever. Because there are some people who actually get like a stock, like dried tarragon or like a dried tarragon stock or a dried rosemary stock, and they steep it in their water, and that's tea basically.
Do you have a favorite tea variant flavor?
I like Earl Grey and English Breakfast because those are like the dark teas. I also like chai, which is like a mix
chai
of spices.
I like jasmine. Have you ever had jasmine tea? It's
a
little bit
fan.
Like, it's like minty.
I'm not a fan. I don't like flowery.
I like oolong. Oolong cha.
I used to like oolong, but then it had like a weird aftertaste for me. So I stick to black and, but I mean, I get it that people like it, you know. What else?
Have you ever had mugicha? Barley?
Yes.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh gosh, yes.
That's my
favorite.
I love that. You can just put it in cold water. Like, it's good cold. Oh, it's all good. Barley. Mugi. M-U-G-I, I think. Mugicha. Mugi. I don't know if they sell it here. In Japan, dame. So good.
Yum.
It's healthy, too.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about sweet teas, though?
I can't anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Diabetes is a bitch.
Diabetes. Okay.
But is that real? Well, I guess it's kind of like sweet coffee, right? Same thing. Like,
yeah. Just sugar.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, moo. This is dark. What would be the most horrible way to die for you? From X to Dolls. I would hate to be buried alive. That would suck. Or burnt.
What's a burnt?
Burnt. Burnt alive.
I would hate to be tortured to death.
That would suck.
I would not want that. I also don't. There are a lot of awful ways to die, man.
True.
Yeah,
dumb,
I mean, like,
ways to die.
Because, like, a quick death, you don't know. So, obviously, that's out of the table if it's a quick death. I don't know. There are a lot going through my head because, you know, I listen to my murder podcasts. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be ingesting something. You get it because it's like my fault.
Oh, yeah, it's,
you know.
All right, moo. This one from Sugar asked two questions. Have you seen the movie Sid and Aya? Have you?
No,
I have.
No.
And Curtis, I think, and Ding Dong.
Will you
go out with someone like a fan and maybe get paid for doing it? Would you ever do it?
What they would pay me,
I guess,
or
so.
Like, let's say a company.
I don't know.
Let's say...
I don't know.
Let's say Coke or Coca-Cola picks us up and then sets us up on a date.
Would you do it?
As like a promo.
Okay.
Why not?
Why not?
If they also...
But what if the fan paid you directly?
I don't
know. Go out on a date with me.
I'm not sure,
no hanky-panky. Just go out on a date.
I would not accept the money. I would just go on the... KKB na lang tayo. Diba?
Move from Reg Lee. Have you watched Wonder Woman? No.
No.
Thoughts on Wonder Woman 84? That movie sucks.
I've heard.
It fucking sucks,
I was about to
bro.
Watch it. And then
don't
I saw your
it.
Story.
It's the worst
I saw
fucking movie ever.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time. Okay. Moo.
I'm shouting. He is shouting.
Let's see. This one from Jezbelin. Any regrets from 2020? I have one. Big one.
I have one.
Okay. You want to go first?
No, I don't want to say it.
Oh, you don't? You're not going to say it. Okay. Mine is pretty... I lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
I lost like 30 pounds. I gained like 25.
What you gain, you can always lose,
I know,
man.
But that was like... Dude, I was at a point where I was, I think, only 4 pounds away from my goal weight.
Right.
5 or 6 pounds.
Right.
And now I'm like 26 pounds away from it.
Don't worry.
Oh,
I
saw a tweet.
Lose it.
I saw a tweet that
what?
It was funny. I forgot what it was. It was like, it's not going to be as funny because I don't remember exactly what it was. Mm-hmm. But my goal was to lose 20 pounds.
Okay.
And I'm only 35 pounds away now, or something like that.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't even weigh myself anymore. I did weigh myself the other day, but I don't do it as often anymore because there are a lot of like factors in
Dude,
your body
you,
that can change.
That number really fucks up my
yeah,
day.
Yeah, just don't, because for me, unless it's like, let's say medically, like let's say you're going to get a surgery or whatever, they really need to get your weight. But if you check it every single day, it would not change
yeah.
every day, especially if you do the same thing. It'll just frustrate you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of things changing in your body, especially for females who have periods. You know, obviously you're going to get heavier a little bit near your period week, and then there's water retention, and then there are also times of the day where it's, you know, it's your real weight, like when you wake up in the morning instead of when you eat when you weigh yourself after dinner. Obviously you're gonna be heavier
mm-hmm.
because you just ate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know.
Gets. All right, let's do two more.
Okay, go.
Ooh, from Aroman Violin. Oh, the violin maker. Anong pinaka-paborito ninyong salita sa Tagalog at bakit?
I was just thinking about it. Oh,
you were?
Gosh, yeah.
You're just like,
it
me.
Is, okay, so one of my favorite words in Filipino is himbing, which
himbing.
Is to sleep. And then I was thinking about this word. I know it's, you know, it's related to death, but I think it's a beautiful word for death. It's
it?
Himlay.
Himlay.
So, kapag humimlay or nahimlay ka, it means that you've, you know, laid your...
To rest.
Laid to rest. So, it doesn't necessarily mean death, mm-hmm. but people use it when they don't want to say patay. Or element, other stuff. They wanna describe
it.
So
like a more graceful way.
It's
to
a more
say
graceful
it.
Way. It's a more graceful way to say it, or a more respectful way, I guess.
Yeah.
So I think those are like one of the beautiful, you know.
Okay.
Words in Filipino.
I'm surprised you were just thinking you like.
Yeah, I think
about
that.
Really?
You know, because I'm learning a language right
now, yeah.
And sometimes I try to compare it with a Filipino grammar or Filipino words or English grammar and some English words. So I like it. How about you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go the opposite.
How about
direction.
Like Kapampangan? Because that's Filipino still.
Yeah, the thing is, Kapampangan, I don't speak it. I can understand a lot of it, but I can't speak it. There's a lot of nice words, but I'm just going to go with my favorite word is
what?
Putangina.
Okay, go
because
ahead.
Because that's the one, man.
Yeah,
that's
gago.
That's the one I use all the time in my head.
I know.
Or like out loud. Usually it's in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's the way it is, man.
Yeah.
Putangina. It's like, It rolls off so well.
It does. Too. It does.
Like, out of all the swear words, like, I'm not being biased because I'm Filipino, but there's a lot of swear words that I've heard in different languages. Mm-mm. It doesn't sound as crisp as putang ina.
And most of the time, I use it without context. I just use it.
There's variation.
Tang ina. Yeah, tang ina, putang ina, pota ina. Like, literally, you could just blurt it out without even meaning it. Yeah. You know, it's just, it's a word. I actually don't know any Korean swear words. I should learn.
Isn't that usually what you, the first thing you learn when you learn a language? I know. All right, Moo, last one. Since a lot of people kind of asked a similar variation of this question, plans this 2021 or predictions for this year, life goals for 2021. Basically, what do you think is going to happen in 2021 for yourself or just in the world?
For myself, there are plans that I can still do that even though, or I can still continue on with, even though it won't happen in the near future. I could prepare, I could prepare for it. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully this whole thing that I'm planning on doing will happen.
It'll happen.
You know,
man.
It'll happen.
How about for the world? Any thoughts on maybe COVID? You know,
it's obvious that we all want the virus to go away.
Do you think we will not wear masks anymore by the end of the year?
I mean, it's obvious that everybody wants that, but I also, everybody wants that. Mm. But I also want people to just harmonious. Alam mo yun? You know, not the whole world.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to think locally, like our local government. Mm. Can you imagine if they're all working harmoniously?
Ooh.
Ooh, child.
The
because I mean, it's possible,
it is.
Right?
We have a lot of, I mean, I at least just, maybe I'm biased because I live in Pasig, but I think Vico Soto is very good at what he does, very transparent. So, you know, if the leaders are more like him in the future, yeah. I could see it.
Which
happen.
Reminds me, tawang tawa ko dun sa tweet
sa EXO.
Hindi po ako member ng EXO, like. Kailangan niya iklaro. Nakakatawa. That was so funny. Oh, God.
I hope by the end of the year, we can go mask-free if the vaccine is...
Hopefully. You know what? Even just the face shield.
Yeah.
Just the face shield. Please.
I just want to have racket back, man. That's my goal for 2020. Sana may racket. But that's what the podcast is for. Right?
This is our racket.
Yeah. So please tell your friends about it.
Please.
Tell your friends to listen.
And I need... Ano ulit?
I forgot. Nah.
Yeah.
Because we need
the
some
money.
And we have no money. Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Lechica for today.
Today.
Yeah, pretty short one. But, you know, if you want to be part of it, please email us.
At the, I know, it's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. It's at the halohaloshow everywhere except on Instagram.
Where it's just halohaloshow. And we have a new Facebook page.
Yes, it's the halohaloshow Leche Fam. And we're just going to have the other social media pages for other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, for announcements and shit. That's it.
Yeah. Mix number one of the new season is out already.
Wow.
Season two. Mix number one.
Okay.
And that's it, man. Yeah.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.